Recording in progress.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you to our conversation today on the Most Holy Eucharist. My name is Father Edward Broom. I'm an Oblate of the Virgin Mary priest, and I'd like to start off by praying to Mary and praying to the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to give a talk on the Eucharist and the Mass. So let's start off by inviting Mary to be with us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to be with us as we say, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'd like to start off our conversation on the importance of the Mass and the Eucharist by a story. And this story I'm going to tell you is taken from the Bible. It's taken from the Old Testament, the Book of Kings. And it's a story of one of the most famous prophets of the Old Testament. The name of the prophet is Elijah. Now Elijah was being pursued by a wicked queen. Her name was Jezebel. And Jezebel had the intention of killing the prophet Elijah. So he was fleeing. He was fleeing. And he's heading toward the holy mountain. And after a day's journey, he became very discouraged. And he decided he wanted to give up. He said, Lord, this is just too much for me. Wanted to throw the towel in. So after a day's journey, he wanted to give up and he fell into a deep slumber, a deep sleep. But God went after him. And God sent to him an angel. The angel woke up Elijah and said, Elijah, look, you've got a long way to go. You have a long journey. So, the angel gave to Elijah was like a little piece of cake or bread to eat. Elijah ate the piece of bread and then he went back to sleep. Once again, the angel came and he woke up Elijah and said, Look, you've got a long way to go. So he gave him another piece of bread to eat. And Elijah, he ate from the hand of the angel that piece of bread. And as a result of that, he was able to walk 40 days and 40 nights from the energy and strength he got by eating that bread given to him from the angel. And he arrived at the holy mountain of Horeb, where God spoke to him, not through the thunder, not through the lightning, not through the fire, but God spoke to him through the gentle breeze. Through the gentle breeze. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I've decided to start off my conversation by giving you a brief summary of a key episode in the life of the prophet Elijah. But that passage is very pertinent for our conversation, because Elijah had a long way to go. Elijah was discouraged. Elijah found himself in a state of desolation. And he basically wanted to throw in the towel and to give up. But he ate from the bread, the bread of the angels. Not once, but twice. And the energy that was given to him, from that bread that he ate, he was able to walk 40 days and 40 nights to the holy mountain. We are like Elijah. We are on a journey. We're heading, my friends, we're heading toward the holy mountain. And that holy mountain, my friends, is symbolic of heaven. So that passage is a symbolic passage of really what the Holy Eucharist is. The Holy Eucharist, my friends, is truly the bread of life. And we have a long journey, if we're going to be making it, to that holy mountain. If we do not eat, from the bread of life, my friends, like Elijah, we're going to collapse along the way. So what I'd like to do in our relatively short presentation is I'd like to talk to you about the life of a saint that you've probably never heard about before, but a saint who actually gave her life because of her love for the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, as well as the priesthood. I'm a Catholic priest, and my friends, if you do not have priests, you're not going to have the Eucharist, you don't have the Eucharist, you're not going to have Holy Communion. You're going to be deprived of Jesus and you're going to be spiritual orphans. So we also have to pray because the harvest is rich. The harvest is rich, but the laborers are very few. Jesus says, ask the Lord of the harvest. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers to work in his vineyard. So here's the story. This happened about 400 years ago in England. In England, because of King Henry VIII, the practice of the Catholic faith was basically abolished. So to celebrate the sacraments, there are Catholic homes that had the ornaments, the chalice, the chasuble, the holy oils in their homes, in the closets, so that a priest could come in behind the back of the government and he could celebrate the sacraments in a private home. So there was a Catholic, her name was Margaret. Margaret Clitheroe. She was a Catholic that married a Protestant man. What Margaret Clitheroe did was she allowed Catholic priests to come into her home to celebrate the sacraments. So the priest would come in to her house, maybe hear some confessions. Then Margaret would set up an altar in her home. She'd bring out the chalice and the ciborium and the hosts. Then the priest would be able to vest himself with the priestly garments. Then the Catholics would come into her home and the priest would celebrate the Mass. Now, all of this, my friends, was done behind the back of the police and the government and the king and the officials, because this was a prohibited religion after Henry VIII. One day something happened. There was a spy who had come into the house of Margaret Clitheroe. And this spy, aware of the fact that Margaret was allowing priests to come into her house to celebrate the sacraments and to celebrate the Mass, this man ratted on Margaret Clitheroe and told the police that she was carrying out what was prohibited by the English government. So what happened? What happened was Margaret was taken to the court. And she's being tried because of her disobedience to the English government. And this is what happened. They placed her in front of the judges and they told her, "You must never again in your life, you must never again in your life allow a Catholic priest to come into your home for the celebration of the sacraments. You must promise under oath that you will never do that again." Guess what she did? She put her hand on the Bible and she said, "I promise that I will hide more Catholic priests in my home." Can you imagine their reaction? They were furious. In which basically she was insulting them. They were furious, infuriated. They dragged her outside. The courthouse. And they dragged her to a nearby place. And Margaret was a woman who had 3 children and she was pregnant with her 4th child. And they stripped her, humiliating her, and they threw her on the ground, and they placed a heavy door on top of her. So she was being crushed beneath the heavy door. But then upon the heavy door, they placed heavy stones. Heavy stones with the intention of crushing and suffocating Margaret Clitheroe under the weight of the stones. She was a very strong woman. They allowed her mouth to be close to a mud puddle so that she wouldn't die of dehydration. So they're placing more and more of these heavy stones upon the door, hoping to crunch and kill Margaret Clitheroe. But she didn't die. Till finally they put a sharp stone beneath her neck. Her neck was broken. And after that, Margaret Clitheroe died. I told you this story, my friends, because this is the topic that we're called to meditate upon. I've told you two stories. And the message that God wants to give us in these two stories is the following. The prophet Elijah, so that he could walk 40 days and 40 nights to the holy mountain, he had to nourish himself. Not once, but twice. On the bread that came from the angel himself. And he arrived at the holy mountain where he met God himself. And then we have the story of Saint Margaret Clitheroe. My friends, what was the principal reason for which Saint Margaret Clitheroe, the English woman martyr, died? Why? Because Margaret Clitheroe could not live without two things. She could not live without the Eucharist. She could not live without the bread of life. Her spiritual nourishment, my friends, came from Holy Mass and Holy Communion. We say in the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. But also she could not live without the priesthood. By the way, two of her sons went on to become priests afterward. She could not live without the Eucharist. She could not live without the priesthood. And she died by sacrificing her life so that priests could come into her home, celebrate the Mass, give the Eucharist to her and the other Catholics as the bread of life. So I'd like to conclude with three very short suggestions for all of us. Number one is that all of us should have a real hunger and thirst for Holy Communion, which is truly the bread of life. If you like Psalm 41, verse 1. As the deer yearns for the running streams, so my soul has thirst for you, O Lord my God. May all of us have a real hunger and thirst for the Mass, but hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Number two. When you can, if you have free time, try to go to Mass not only on Sunday because that's an obligation, but also try to go to Mass on a daily basis. And being in the state of grace, receive Holy Communion with great faith, devotion, and love. And one of the interpretations of the Our Father is, give us this day our daily bread. That refers to physical bread, but it also refers to the bread of life, which is Holy Communion. My last point, I invite all of you to become missionaries and apostles of the Eucharist. In the Philippines, in Europe, in Latin America, as well as in the United States, the biggest religious group in our countries, are non-practicing Catholics. I'm going to give all of you a mission. Okay, every month, bring back one person to the Catholic Church, to the Mass and the Eucharist. That's going to be your mission. Once a month, you're going to be bringing back some lost sheep, some prodigal son that has walked away from the Catholic Church. Bring him back. St. James chapter 5 says, whoever brings back a wandering soul saves his own soul and expiates a multitude of sins. James chapter 5. So in honor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, let's ask Mary to pray for us. And I'd like to give all of you my priestly blessing. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. My friends, the harvest is rich, the laborers are few. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Recording stopped.